My name is Sam Baker. I'm 23 and I'm an English teacher. I last week found myself involved in a campaign against Vodafone that in about the space of 8 days has spiraled into a nationwide direct action campaign, which on Saturday culminated in 25 Vodafone stores being shut down all across the country in about 15 different cities.
What is your problem with Vodafone? Why are you protesting against them?
Well, this summer Vodafone was let off of a £6 billion tax bill that they owed the government in a dispute going back to 2000. And this is at the same time as George Osborne has just pushed through £7 billion cuts in welfare and a further £86 billion in public services. And that is just disgraceful when the poor are taking paying for the riches crisis and the rich aren't even contributing what they owe.
Vodafone, of course, say that these figures are made up. What do you have to say to that?
Well, Vodafone and the HMRC have both got obviously a vested interest in denying that they've both been complicit in a massively fraudulent deal. But these figures come from Private Eye magazine, which did an investigation which went right to the very top of the HMRC. A senior source in the Inland Revenue said that this was the £6 billion figure and said that it was an unbelievable cave-in. The FT has since reported on it, Forbes has since reported on it, and Richard Murphy, who's head of Tax Justice Network and is a tax expert, has also confirmed these figures.
What is the injustice at the heart of this? Why is there this? Why is there a difference between Vodafone and the average taxpayer in response to George Osborne's cuts?
It's interesting to note that the HMRC recently made a mess of everybody's tax forms in the country and made £200-300 mistakes all over the place, and they pursued that money. But when Vodafone failed to pay £6 billion, there's a sweetheart deal, they're let off, and then George Osborne the next week is promoting them in India, where they also owe a £2 billion tax bill that they're not paying to the Indian government. So the injustice here is that the rich get away with what the poor wouldn't, and because of that, when these cuts are going through, no one's asking why don't we make the rich pay? Not anymore, but what they owe. Instead, we're cutting hospitals, schools, we're cutting welfare for the very poorest, we're cutting housing benefit, we're cutting incapacity benefit. And these things are destroying people's lives because Vodafone is refusing to pay what it owes to the British public.
Do you think there's going to be more revelations of other big businesses in similar deals?
Virtually every shop on the high street is avoiding tax in some way. This is just epidemic amongst big corporations, and that's quite exciting because when you walk down Oxford Street, or we walk down Oxford Street on Saturday, all I could see were Targets, and that's going to be fun for the next year or so.
How have you found the public's response to your campaign?
I mean, it was overwhelming. We hit the first store on Wednesday and shut down Vodafone's flagship store in Oxford Street with no warning, virtually no preparation. The next morning, without us even organising it, Leeds shut down 3 stores, and then on Saturday there were shutdowns in Edinburgh, Glasgow, Brighton, Bristol, Birmingham, London, Brixton, Worthing, Hastings, Portsmouth, Weymouth, Liverpool, Manchester, Leicester and York. And that was completely out of my hands. That just happened. This went viral. It was Twitter, it was Facebook, and it was a huge bunch of angry people all over the country who wanted to take power back and do something to stop these horrific cuts.
Will there be more protests?
We're still deciding what to do next, but yeah, I hope so. I mean, the message of this campaign, I think, really is that it's not up to me, or it's not up to the few other people who are involved in UK Uncut. It's so easy to do. Just have an idea, just make it happen. It's not difficult. You just need we didn't even have a website or an email address before Thursday, and this happened. So, you know, it's not that difficult. So we'll make our decision, but don't wait for us. Get out on the streets and do it.